From a long ways north and a little bit west, we say good evening from the Osmond Center on the campus of Valley City State University in Valley City, North Dakota, as we get set for non-conference basketball play between the Dort College Defenders and the Valley City State Vikings. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest 1-0, having defeated the York Panthers 1 week ago this evening, 80-50. While for Valley City State, they are playing in their season opener, their first action since appearing in the NAIA Division II National Championship, the tournament last year in Sioux City, Iowa. Let's start off this evening with checking in with Coach Craig Steensma, Dort College women's basketball coach, and get his thoughts on today's contest between Dort College and Valley City State. Basketball play. We're still a few weeks away from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Coach, tell me about this Valley City State team, what you expect from them this evening as you get ready to play the Vikings.
Well, the last time I watched them, they were playing in the national tournament in Sioux City, and very, very well coached, very, very good with the ball. They don't turn it over very much. Shaniqua Jihad is their point guard, who's a very, very, very veteran attacker, and she kind of is their head, and so you have to keep her from doing a lot of stuff. They have some good returners, but they also have some significant losses. So, you know, in their first game, you know, hopefully we can take advantage of the fact that it's their first game and it's not ours.
You played York 1 week ago this evening, and you came away with a 30-point win. What did you find out about your team in that season opening win over York?
Well, we rushed a few things. I thought turnovers. You know, but we'll take a win. A win to start the season is always great. Being able to be at home was really nice. But now, yeah, it's just good to have that first one out of the way. What we learned is that I think we'll be able to score some points. You know, I think that'd be a pretty consistent thing for us hopefully this year.
You put some pressure defense on York, a little bit more than we've seen from your teams, a little more aggressive, I guess, in the full court. Is that something that you anticipate using more of, or is it a matter of matching up with other teams?
It's a little bit of both, Mike, but I think that's a great question. It's what we want to do and what we intend to do every single night, but there may be situations that dictate that we are not able to do that as much as what we'd like to. So it depends on our matchup, but, yeah, we're going to try to be kind of force the tempo and get into some different presses and traps and try to make the other team kind of adjust to us a little bit more.
I walked in the gym, and it's the first time I've been in Valley City's gym for, I believe, 5 years or so. Last time we were here, we found out you've got to play till the final buzzer. If I remember right, we had a girl commit a foul on the last second shot, a three-point basket, if I remember correctly. Valley City went, made three free throws. We go to overtime, we lose.
Yeah.
You go on the road, this will be a test for, I guess what I'm getting at, this will be a test for your team, first time on the road with this group.
Right, you know, it's a senior group, and so that's a really nice thing. They really seem to get it. There's good leadership. They know what to expect. But yet it is on the road, so it's a fun challenge. And, you know, they look at it as, you know, they're getting votes. Valley City is receiving votes in the national poll, so it's an opportunity for us, you know, to prove that we belong in that group.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about today's contest between Dort College and Valley City State. Valley City State is playing in their season opener. They posted a 24-point record last season. They're 9-4 against other independents. The Vikings will be part of a newly formed North Star Conference beginning this season. The 12-13 Valley City State women qualified for the NAI Division II National Tournament. Brittany Lehner is the top scorer from last year's team. She returns after scoring 13.4 points per game last season to go with 5 rebounds. Lehner made 54.1% of her shots last season and heads the list of 8 players who returned for Jill DeVries' team. Kelsey Hunter scored 5.5 points per game, and Sadiqa Jihad, who Coach Craig Steensma pointed out during the pregame show as their point guard, she averaged 5.3 points per game last season. Vikings made 43.1% of their field goal attempts last year and allowed opponents to make 38% of their field goals. Vikings also held a 36.4 to 32.2 rebounding edge last year. Dort College was 16-15 last season. They finished 10-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort College never won more than 2 games in a row, never lost more than 3 in a row. And cooking up that 16-15 mark, they lost 7 games by single digits, lost the first 3 games of the season by a combined 14 points. Dort College averaged 68.6 points per game last season, and allow 65 points per contest. They made 41.5% of their shots, and they allowed opponents to convert 39.6%. Karen Dyke led the team with 12.8 points per game. She is back. She took down a team high 7.5 rebounds per contest. Kayla Brookeis averaged 12 points per game, but will not be joining the team until the conclusion of the volleyball campaign. Elise Marish had a 9.7 points per game average and took down 4.9 rebounds. Jasmine Skelhaus tossed in 7 points per game during her freshman season and made 35.7% of her three-pointers. She will not be in uniform this evening as she recovers from knee surgery at the beginning of this campaign. Sounds like she is getting awfully close, though, to practicing full speed. Danelle Bone, Jamie Cook, Jessica Jelsma all appeared in at least 28 games last year, with Bone and Cook averaging 5.7 points per game. Valley City State scored a comeback win in this meeting last year as they overcame a 34-29 halftime deficit to win 71-63. Kara Van Dyke had 17 points and 7 rebounds. Brianna Sprock and Elise Marish both had 10 points. Lehner topped the Vikings with 20 points as the Vikings made 52% of their field goals. Dort had a 28-24 rebounding advantage, but Valley City State made 16 of 24 free throws while Dort was converting 6 of 10. The Valley City women lead this series 4-2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Benignant Hoban Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Here's our national anthem. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be getting to the starting lineups in just a moment. Tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Starting at a guard for Dort College will be number 15, Danelle Bone. Bone is a senior from Sibley, and Bone is averaging 12 points per game after a season-opening win over York. At another guard will be Emily Newman. Newman, a sophomore from the Twin Cities area. She was held scoreless in the win over York last week. Jessica Jelsma, number 23, is a 5'8 senior from Hudsonville, Michigan. She is averaging 2 points per game. Kara Van Dyke is a 6'2 senior from Leota, Minnesota. She is averaging 12 points per game. And Elise Marish rounds out the starting lineup. She's number 41. She's a 5'11 senior from Beersford, South Dakota. She is averaging 15 points per game. Dort College is coached by Craig Steensma. For the Valley City State Vikings, they will start number 14. That is Sierra Even. Even is a guard from Windham, Minnesota. She's 5'8". Number 15 is Sadiqa Jihad, a 5'5 junior from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Number 23 is Stephanie Pedersen, a 5'7 junior from Mandan, North Dakota. Number 33 is Brittany Lehner. Lehner is a 5'10 senior from Watertown, South Dakota. And number 40 is Courtney Dixon, a 5'10 sophomore from Castleton, North Dakota. And she averaged 3.1 points per game last season. Brittany Lehner averaged 13.4 points per outing. Number 23, Stephanie Pedersen, is averaged 4.5 points per game last year. Sadiqa Jihad scored 5.3 points per contest. And Sierra Even averaged 4.8 points per game last year for Valley City State. You're listening. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Valley City State in their home white jerseys. Dort College in their dark jerseys with gold numbers trimmed out in white. And the opening tap is controlled by the Vikings. Vikings with the basketball. They throw it out front to Jihad. Jihad with the ball. She'll set the offense against Newman. Man-for-man defense applied by the defenders. Caravan Dyke jumps out on the switch with the basketball. It comes over to Even. Even lob pass down low, tipped and controlled by Dort College. Tapped away by Maris. Dort College off and running. Maris down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes over to Chelsma. Chelsma on the wing. Chelsma gives it over to Newman. Newman over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the wing. Down low it goes to Maris. Maris turned around on the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Valley City State. Defensive rebound cleared out by Even. Here comes Jihad with the basketball in between the circles. She hands it off right side over to Pedersen. Pedersen with the basketball. Pedersen gives it back over to Even. Even lob pass down low. They're intent on getting the ball down low, and they do this time. And the turn and shot from point blank range for Lehner is good. And Valley City State leads 2-0. 2-0 our score. Valley City State in front. Lob pass down low intended for Marish. It's taken away on the weak side. Help by Sierra Even. Even with the basketball. Passes, comes back to Even after giving it to Jihad. Goes over to Pedersen. Pedersen with the basketball. She gives it right side over to Jihad. Jihad to Lehner. Lehner puts it on the deck. Lost the handle on it. Picks it up on the baseline. Has to fire it back over to Even. 12 to shoot on the shot clock for Valley City State. They come outside to Jihad. Jihad might have double dribbled with it. Drives into the lane. Kick out. Free throw line jumper. Off the mark. No good. Fight for the basketball. Take it away by Jelsma. Jelsma off and running. She does not have the numbers. She'll stop at midcourt, lets traffic clear. She passes right side over to Bone. Bone gives into the corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball, deep right side. Comes over to Newman. Newman with it over to Jelsma. Jelsma on the wing. Jelsma lob pass to Van Dyke. Van Dyke at the free throw line. Turns, puts it on the deck, has it swiped away, and a reach-in foul called on Jihad. Sadiqa Jihad with the first foul of the day. And the Dort College defenders trailing 2-0 with 18-12 in the first half. Will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Puts it on the floor. Gives it off right elbow to Marish. Faces up. Head fake. Nothing there. Back out front, Jelsma. Jelsma left wing. Three-pointer all the way by Van Dyke. Kicks it off the heel. No good. Long rebound. Van Dyke tracked it down. Lost her footing on the sideline. Loses it out of bounds. It will be Valley City State basketball. Valley City gets it back. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We got started straight down at 5:30 today. With the basketball is Jihad. Jihad on the right side. Jihad gives into the corner. Lob pass down low to Lehner, and we've got a blocking foul and illegal screen called on Valley City State's Stephanie Pedersen. Pedersen slid over and got called for the foul. With the basketball out front is Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball, comes back right side over to Bone. Bone with it on the wing. Down to the baseline, drives in, kicks it off to Maris. Dort College still looking for their first bucket as they turn it over. Even comes up with it off to Even. Sierra Even with the three-point basket. Valley City is out to a 5-0 advantage. 5-0 our score, 17-18 remaining first half. Comes over to Newman. Newman in between the circles. Newman puts it on the floor, drives hard to the lane, puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. Looked like she actually was trying to dump it off. A foul called on the play against Brittany Lehner. Lehner picks up her first, and that's the team third already on Valley City State. Whistled for the personal foul was Stephanie Pedersen. To the free throw line will be Emily Newman to shoot her first free throws of the game. End of the season, for that matter. Newman's first free throw is up. Hangs on the rim, falls out. Another free throw on the way. Jamie Cook checks in. The senior from Wisconsin checks in. Elise Marish will check out. Another free throw on the way for Newman. Newman's free throw is up and good. Emily Newman with her first point of the day and the season. She was held scoreless, and York College shows pressure defense for the first time today. Valley City with it in the backcourt is even. Even comes back right side to Pedersen. Pedersen fires it out front. We've got a kick called on the defenders. Shot clock isn't below 15. I don't believe it should have been reset. Shot clock was at 18. So the shot clock will be reset to 18 seconds. 16:56 left to play in this first half. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Up front with the basketball is Jihad. Jihad lets fly with a three-pointer. Her shot, no good. Here comes Dort College. Bringing it up the floor hard is Jelsma. Jelsma over to Newman. Newman double-teamed the trailer. Cook. Cook in the lane. Three players around her. Kicks it over to Van Dyke. Bone. Bone in the corner. Bone around the horn they come. Right side over to Jelsma. Jelsma spin move with the left hand. Drives into the lane. Nothing there. Kick out pass. Comes back over to Van Dyke. 13 to shoot. Lob pass underneath. Wide open is Cook. Cook got the seal. Her layup is good. Two-point basket for the defenders. Dort College leads, trails, I should say, 5-3. Bringing the basketball is Pedersen. Pedersen to Jihad. Jihad with it in between the circles. Jihad with the basketball, setting the offense. Dort College trailing by two. With it is Pedersen. Pedersen down to the baseline. Pedersen cut off, and she might have traveled with it. No, a foul called on Emily Newman. Newman whistled for the personal. First foul of the day called on Valley City, on Dort College. Three new players checking in for Dort College. Abby Chapman, Robin Blount, and Kim Cruz all checking in. Valley City State inbounding will be Jihad. Sadiqa Jihad throwing the ball in. She's got it right side of the lane as we face the hoop. She fires it out front. New player for Valley City State is Ashley Hart. Pass out front. Kim Cruz tried to tip it away, and she couldn't reach it. Unfortunately for Dort College, she didn't touch it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Valley City State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Bringing the basketball up is Kim Cruz. Cruz right side over to Blount. Robin Blount with it. Out front, Abby Chapman. Lob pass down low. Goes for Cook, and it's taken away by Valley City State. Coming back the other way is Jihad. Jihad fires it back. Three-pointer up and for Ashley Lee. Ashley Lee makes it an 8-3 ball game. Chapman to Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Looks for Cook. Cook at the free throw line. Double team. Fires it back over to Cruz. Cruz in the right corner. Cruz comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it on the floor, and she's fouled on the play. Foul called on Valley City State and number 22 for Valley City State. That's Courtney Greiner. Greiner whistled for the personal. Dort College inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. This is Chapman. Chapman gets it into Blount. Blount with the basketball. Comes over to Cruz. Cruz dumps underneath Robin. Robin off of the glass. Too strong, no good. Kicked off the rim. Rebound taken away by Valley City State. Vikings coming back the other way. Picking up the dribble. They pass it right side. Over to Lehner. Lehner, pass down low. It's tipped. Jarred free. Coming up with it is Van Dyke. A steal for the defenders on the weak side. Help Van Dyke, the recipient of the tip pass by Jamie Cook. Pass goes into the corner, Blount. Blount underneath, Cook. Cook, two-point basket. Sealed her defensive player again. She's got four. And the defenders trail 8-5. 14:40 left to play in the first half. Valley City State basketball. Sierra even with it. Even running the point. Jihad is on the bench right now. Looking down low, they feed it to a wide-open Lehner. Lehner's shot blocked from behind by Blount, but she is going to be called for the personal foul. Robin Blount, the sophomore from Minneapolis, whistled for the personal foul. Free throws on the way for Brittany Lehner. Lehner last season shot 118 free throws. That was tops on the team. Made 84% of her free throws as well. She averaged 13.4 points per game. She cashes in the first free throw. She's got another one coming. 14:32 remaining in this first half. Valley City State has been in control since the first bucket. Second free throw in and out, no good. Dort College down four. Kim Cruz will bring it up. Forces it into the front court to Blount. Blount, cross-court pass, Chapman. Chapman, one dribble, left hand, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Hulse. Kick out back over to Chapman. She'll let fly with another three. That one's off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Valley City State. Ball tipped by Blount. Blount taps it out of bounds on the outlet pass. And the Dork College defenders miss on a couple of open shot opportunities by Abby Chapman. Chapman, the sophomore from Colorado by way of Biola University in California. Pass goes right side. With it is Ashley Lee. Lee with it in the corner for Valley City State. Valley City playing with a four-point lead. They seal Lehner. Lehner shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Dork College leading, trailing 9-5. Long pass to Blount. Blount will put it up from 12. No good. And a pushing foul from behind caught on Micah Hulst. Micah Hulst going after the rebound. Got into Courtney Greiner and pushed her from behind. So Micah Hulst, post player from the Grand Rapids, Michigan area, whistled for the personal foul. Her first. That is team foul number three on the defenders. 13:47 remaining in the first half. With a basketball trapped in the backcourt is Valley City State, and we've got a timeout on the floor charged to Valley City. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Valley City State calls a timeout before the 10-minute mark, so the TV timeout is not in effect. Valley City burns their first timeout. They have five remaining. Valley City into the front court. Pass across the timeline to Greiner. Greiner feeds it left side. Up with a three. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Blount. The missed shot by Hunter. Here comes Dork College. Long pass into the front court. Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Chapman, nothing there. Bounce pass down low. Hulst. Hulst kick out pass. Cruz. Cruz, three-pointer off the rim. No good. And the outside shot not falling for Dork College here on this first Friday of November. Valley City State with the basketball. Dork College trailing 9-5. Vikings have it. They give it in to Hunter. Hunter in the corner. I beg your pardon, that's Lee. Lee. Lee deep in the right corner. Got called for traveling. Didn't get her feet set before she received the pass and refused to put the ball on the floor to get her feet set. And the Dork College defenders trail 9-5 and they get the ball back on the turnover. With the basketball is Newman. Newman gives it left side. Swing it over to Chapman. Chapman looking for Cruz, and now blocking foul called on the defenders. Brittany, number 21 for Dork College. That's Emily Newman. Newman picks up her second personal. And Valley City, and now we've got a blocking foul called on the defenders. It's either going to be on Cruz or Hulst. It'll go on Micah Hulst. That is her second personal foul. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Valley City State with the basketball. They dump it off left side with it. Deep on the wing is Kelsey Hunter. Hunter with the basketball over to Jihad. Jihad gives it up to Megan Troutman. Three-pointer, missed it badly, no good. That was too strong. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Valley City State. Pass over to Jihad. Jihad with the ball. Jihad has it on the wing. They pass it underneath to the cutter, and wide open for the layup is Sierra Even. Even has 5 points. Valley City State leads 11-5. 11-5 our score. Pass goes down low to Marish. Marish shot is up and good. Elise Marish with the two-point basket. And the Dork College defenders trail 11-7. Coming back the other way, Valley City State responding with a bucket to make it 13-7. Comes over left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball over to Bone. Bone right side, Jelsma. Jelsma to the cutter, Cruz. Cruz into the lane with the right hand off of the glass. Good. Cruz spun with the left hand, put it up with the right. She gets her first field goal of the day. Dork College trails 13-9. Dork College keeping pace but unable to dent the four-point lead by Valley City State. A kick called on the other end on the bounce pass through the lane. Getting a shin on it was Elise Marish. And Dork College will set up the defense as Valley City State will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Jihad to throw the ball in right side of the lane. Jihad looking. Passes it right side to Troutman. They feed it down low. Turning around facing is Hunter. Kick out pass. Two-pointer is up and good for Courtney Dixon. Dixon makes it 15-9. Pass underneath Marish. Marish puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. And Courtney Dixon will pick up her personal foul, and Elise Marish will get called for, will go to the free throw line. I should say she'll shoot two free throws. And the North College defenders trail 15-9. Shooting free throws will be Elise Marish. First free throw by Marish is good. She's got 3 points. She's got another one coming. Second free throw by Marish, the senior from Beersford, is up and good. So Marish makes them both, 15-11. With the basketball is Megan Troutman. Troutman with it across the timeline. Troutman feeds it left side over to Even. Even with the basketball. Lob pass goes down low. Valley City State with the basketball, and getting the bucket is Kelsey Hunter. Hunter makes it 17-11 in a what has turned into a fast-paced first half of action. The team started slowly, but since then have gotten it rolling. North College needs a stop on defense. Now the pass thrown away. Weak side help taking it away in the lane is Kelsey Hunter as Marish was trying to post up on the high-low pass. Jihad with the basketball out front. Jihad dribbling. Valley City State weaves out front with a basketball. On the left wing is Courtney Dixon. Into the corner, three-pointer is going to be too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz wants to press the issue. Cruz feeds it off right side over to Gelsman. Dort College trying to cut into the six-point lead at 17-11 right now. With it is Marish. Marish, Gelsman. Gelsman puts it up, and she is fouled on the play by Jihad. Jihad whistled for her second personal foul. And the North College defenders will go to the free throw line and shoot some free throws with Jessica Gelsma. 17-11, North College trailing as we near the midpoint of the first half of play. First free throw by Gelsma is good. North College now 4-for-5 from the free throw line. Cruz is out. Blount is in. Another free throw on the way for North College's Jessica Gelsma. Gelsma shooting the second free throw. It's up and down. Dort College, by the way, will be in the bonus from here on out as well. Dort College trails 17-13. Valley City State with the basketball. Stephanie Pedersen. Pedersen across the timeline, in between the circles. Pedersen working against Blount. She passes right side, gives it away to Dixon, and we have a foul called underneath. Well, 3 seconds of the lane, beg your pardon. 3 seconds, the violation called against Valley City. And North College will have the basketball. Gelsma in between the circles, setting the offense. She passes left side over to Blount. Robin Blount gives it up to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side, Gelsma. Wide open three, she's got to take it, and she makes it. 3-point basket by Gelsma. She's got 5 points, and North College within a point, 17-16. This is as close as they've been since it was 2-0, and then again at 5-3. Valley City with the basketball. Ball tapped out of bounds. Less touched by Valley City. It'll be North College basketball. Micah Holst is in. Elise Marish is out. Well, I guess we are giving them a media timeout. I thought since Valley City had used one, they were not going to. Maybe it was because they didn't use a full-length timeout. As it is, let's take a break. Back with more after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. North College Basketball after the media timeout. 9:35 left to go in the first half. North College trailing by a point. Pass goes into the corner to Bone. Bone loses it. Now it's a jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be North College basketball. North College well, Valley City had controlled the opening tap. I don't recall another jump or held ball since then. So I believe it should be North College basketball. So it should be North College basketball, and it will be. The officials getting the call correct. Should be able to go to a recall on the shot clock as we sort things out. Everyone's got to shake the rust off early in the season. That includes officials, bench personnel, radio announcers, you name it. North College inbounding the basketball. Some of us don't get the rust shaken off all season. Pass goes right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke will put it on the floor hard down to the baseline, and she draws the foul on Courtney Dixon. That's foul number two on Dixon, and Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot a one and the bonus. One and the bonus. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line. She made both of her free throw attempts last week. So the free throw on the way for Van Dyke is up and good. So Van Dyke with another free throw on the way. Ties it up at 17-all. Another free throw on the way for Van Dyke as she closes in on 1,000 career points. Second free throw is up and good as well. And Dort College has their first lead of the ballgame. 18-17 on a pair of Van Dyke free throws. 9:17 left to play in the first half. Valley City State basketball. This is Pedersen. Pedersen feeds it off. Jumper by Lehner is up and good. Brittany Lehner with a two-point basket. She's got five, and Valley City retakes the lead at 19-18. Pass goes left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives into the corner, Blount. Blount will drive the lane, puts it up, and I believe we've got a travel called on Robin Blount. Blount caught up in the air without a flight plan. Foul called against, or I should say the turnover against the Dort College defenders. Blount gets called for the travel. Valley City gets the basketball back. And coming out on the pressure defense was Kara Van Dyke, and Van Dyke near midcourt picks up the personal foul, and for Kara that is foul number one. That is team foul number six on Valley City State. I beg your pardon, on Dort College, speaking of rust. Valley City with the basketball, Tara Cleveland with it. Cleveland goes right side over to Pedersen. Pedersen on the wing. Pedersen gives it off to Courtney Dixon. Dixon left side to Troutman. Troutman back over to Pedersen. Pedersen with the basketball on the wing. She'll shake right, goes left, puts it up with the right hand. Missed it, no good. Did everything but finish it off, and Kara Van Dyke will come up with the basketball. She goes over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma gets a screen out front from Kara Van Dyke, and you saw it developing, and Van Dyke just a little too aggressive. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Foul number three now. Oh, they called it on Micah Holst, evidently. They've got three on the board for Micah Holst. I don't believe that's correct. We'll see if that gets changed. Well, the basketball out front is Valley City State. Tara Cleveland with it. Cleveland on the right side. Cleveland uses up her dribble. She passes right side Pedersen. Pedersen with the basketball on the wing. 10 to shoot. They pass it down low, ball tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Valley City State basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Yeah, they gave that third foul to Micah Holst, and she's not even on the floor. Driving in, Pedersen. Pedersen able to shake free on the inbounds pass. She gets the shot to go, and Dort College leads trails 21-18. Blount to Cook. Cook with it at the free throw line. She passes left side over to Bone. Donnell Bone. They lob it underneath Cook. Kick out pass Van Dyke. 12-footer right baseline. Good. Shot by Van Dyke is up and down. Two-point basket for Van Dyke. Makes it 21-20. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. 7:41 left to go in the half. Dort College has trimmed the lead down to one. After trailing by as many as five early on, and again, they were down six at 13-7 and 17-11. Valley City basketball on the left elbow is Troutman. Troutman feeds it underneath with the left hand. Shot no good on the spin by Griner. Griner ends up with a loose basketball, no good, but there to clean it up is Pedersen. Pedersen with a putback, she's got four. And Valley City State leads 23-20. Viking basketball, pass goes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Jelsma. Jelsma's pass is deflected, taken away. Valley City State off and running. Troutman. Troutman puts it up, tried to draw the contact, and the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Valley City State basketball. Newman is in. Cruz is in for the defenders. Checking out Blount. And Jelsma on the floor for the defenders. Cruz, Bone, Newman, Van Dyke, and Cook. Pedersen with the basketball. She gives it up. Troutman. Troutman into the right corner. Cleveland. Cleveland gives underneath to Brittany Lehner. Lehner kick out pass back over to Cleveland. Cleveland to Lehner. Lehner drives in. Has it stripped by Cruz. Out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Valley City basketball. Checking back into the game is Ashley Lee. Checking out is Pedersen. So Lee is in. Pedersen is out. Pedersen hit back-to-back buckets for Valley City State. Pass goes into the corner. Viking basketball. Feed it down low. Lehner. Lehner on the block. Kick out pass. Three to shoot. Three on the way by Cleveland is up and good. Cleveland gives Valley City State a six-point lead at 26-20, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Pass goes to Cook. Cook gets the shot to go. And the foul's called on Brittany Lehner. That's number two on her. Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw and tries to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Lehner is out. Checking back in is Kelsey Hunter. 26-22, free throw on the way by Cook is good. So Jamie Cook with seven first-half points. And the defenders cut the lead in half, 26-23. Cleveland out front, guarded by Cruz, right side pass. They come back over to Lee. Lee in between the circles. Ashley Lee over to Cleveland. Cleveland goes down low. They kick it back outside to Lee. Lee underneath. Shot is up. No good, but a foul on the play. Kelsey Hunter will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She got it on the right block. Spun into the lane. And the foul gets called on Dort College. I believe that's on Jamie Cook. That's foul number one on Cook. Two free throws on the way for Kelsey Hunter. First free throw by Hunter is good. She's got another one coming. Her team now 2 for 3 from the free throw line. This one's up and good. So Hunter makes them both. She's got 4 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 28-23. Cruz running the point for the defenders. Passes into the corner. Bone. Bone with it in the corner. It comes back out to Cruz. Cruz puts it on the floor. Posting up Cook. Cook spins into the lane. Off the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound Cleveland. Cleveland has it tapped away, out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Valley City State basketball. 5:49 left to go in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Ball deflected. Take it away by Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Newman. Newman takes it into the lane. She loses it on the way up. No call made. A little bit of contact. Cleveland passes right side over to Troutman. Troutman with the ball. Troutman looking for Lee. Finds Lee. Lee straight on. Puts it on the floor. Long steps into the lane. Shot no good. But there for the rebound and the putback attempt is Hunter. She misses a shot, but she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College's Jamie Cook. That's her second. Free throws on the way for Kelsey Hunter. And we've got substitutions waiting at the scorer's bench. Kim Cruz came up a little bit lame on that last play. See if she stays in or not. She's trying to work it out. Bone checks out of the contest, as does Cook. Marish and Chapman are in. Hunter makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming, and she makes that one as well. 30-27. 23, try that again, a seven-point difference. Hunter with 6 points, and stealing the basketball at midcourt is Troutman. Troutman puts it up in traffic. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Valley City State. Valley City with the basketball, Cleveland. Cleveland right side, Lee. Lee into the corner, shot is up, rolls around, and drops through for Megan Troutman. Troutman with the three-point basket, and Valley City State has blown this into a 10-point difference. With it is Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath for Marish. Tipped and stolen away. Here come the Vikings. Vikings with the basketball. Cleveland. Cleveland across the timeline. Cleveland into the lane. Her shot no good. Fight for the rebound, and the putback attempt by Courtney Griner ends up out of bounds. And Dort College is going to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. North College uses their first timeout of the ball game, trailing by 10, 4:33 left to go in the first half. We'll be back with more right after this. A run by Valley City State, a 7-0 run, has blown a 26-23 advantage up into a 33-23 advantage. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Hospers. Try that again. Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where Values Matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Pass goes down low. Shot no good, but there for the putback attempt. Second shot no good as well for Kelsey Hunter. Dort College dodges a couple bullets. They come back the other way. Marish puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. Courtney Griner is going to pick up her second personal foul in the process. She commits foul number two, team foul number nine on the Vikings in this half. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. This will be the 10th and 11th free throws shot by Dort College in this first half. And they are now 9 for 10. Another free throw on the way for Marish. Marish comes into the ballgame, a 78% free throw shooter, and she makes them both. She's got 6 points. Dort College trails 33-25. Let's see if Dort College can make a move here in the closing minutes of the first half. After trailing by as many as 10, at 33-23, they now trail by 8. 33-25, steal by Van Dyke out front. She stepped into the passing lane. Van Dyke puts it up, and she's called for a charging foul. A charging foul called as Courtney Griner got back defensively. I'm curious to see how many fouls Kara Van Dyke has, and they give her foul number two. 3:55 left to go in the first half. Coach Craig Steensma up off his seat, displeased with that call, and from my vantage point, didn't look like the Valley City State player was set. That was Courtney Griner, but they say Van Dyke initiated the contact. Three-pointer from the wing, no good. Rebound taken away by Holst. Holst for the basketball. Cruz loses her footing in the backcourt. Gives it away to Micah Holst. Here comes Cruz. Cruz gets it across the timeline. Cruz with the basketball. Right side, Chapman. Abby Chapman with it on the right side, down to the baseline. Gives it up, Holst. Holst to Cruz. Cruz underneath Newman. Newman puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. And Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as both teams are now in the double bonus. 3:20 remaining in the first half. 33-25, Dort College, down 8. Free throw by Newman is up and off the heel, no good. She's got another one coming. Newman now 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Cook is in. Van Dyke is out. Micah Holst on the floor for the defenders as well. Now, they've got her down for 3 personals, so we'll see if that comes into play here with 3:20 remaining. Newman makes 1 of 2 free throws. Dort College trails 33-26. Valley City basketball at the free throw line. They go right side, dump it underneath, ball's down on the floor. Jamie Cook is fouled on the play. As reaching around to try and get the ball back is Sierra Even. And the Dort College defenders will walk the other way and shoot 2 free throws. Well, Dort College might crawl right back into this game with free throws. This will be the 14th and 15th free throw shot here in the first half by the defenders. First free throw by Cook is good. That's according to my count, at least. They've made all but 2 of them. Cook makes the first free throw. Another one coming. Second free throw is up and good as well, so it's 33-28. Jamie Cook makes both free throws. Cruz and Chapman are out for the defenders. 3:03 and counting, first half. Jamie Cook now with 9 first half points. Right side with it is Pedersen. Pedersen with the basketball goes into the right corner to Lee. Lee back out front, Cleveland. Cleveland gives it up to Even. Even puts up the mid-range jumper from 12 on the right wing. Good. Took one, dribbled to the left, pulled up, and knocked it down at even. Dort College trails by 7, 35-28. 2:35 left to play in the first half. Hulse down to the baseline. Nothing there. Now steps in, flips it up. Good. Micah Hulst with a two-point basket. The defense relaxed for just an instant, and she was able to step around and just flip it up over the lip of the rim. 2:20 left to play, first half. Valley City State basketball, even three, sized it up. No good. Rebound taken away by Micah Hulst. Hulst outlets over to Jelsma. Jelsma long pass ahead to Cook. Cook with the basketball back over to Jelsma. Jelsma on the right wing. Jelsma looking down low. 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Dort College has cut the 10-point lead in half. And an illegal screen called on Micah Hulst. And I think the scores table is going to have that as number four on Hulst. So Micah Hulst gets called for the foul on the illegal screen. 35-30, Dort College is up by, is down by five after trailing by as many as 10. Pedersen with the basketball on the wing, looking for the post up, and instead throws it away, intended for Courtney Griner. It goes out of bounds, last touched by Valley City. It'll be Dort College basketball. So the defenders bring it up. On the right side is Jelsma. Jelsma goes over to Danelle Bone, and Bone is fouled on the play by Tara Cleveland, and Bone will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. More free throws for the defenders. Well, this past week I've been hearing stories from across the country with the new way the rules are being applied. Less contact allowed on the perimeter. Hearing stories of upwards of 60 free throws being shot in games, and a multitude of fouls being called in contests as well. Danelle Bone makes them both, and we're seeing some of that here this evening. Dort College leads, trails, I should say, 35-32 as Bone makes both free throws. Sierra Even into the lane. Her shot rattles, no good. 1:20 left to go in the half. Here comes Dort College coming back the other way. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma goes left side. They feed it underneath Marish. Marish into the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Tara Cleveland. Here comes Valley City State. 1:05 remaining. Pass out front, Ashley Lee. Lee drives in. Her runner is up. Hangs on the rim. Won't go through. Rebound taken away by Newman. Newman with the basketball. Gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma right side, Cook. Cook with the basketball. Dort College down three. Cook, spin move. Puts it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Short-armed it. Rebound taken away by Sierra Even. Long pass into the front court, and looking back is Jelsma. Jelsma taps it away. New player checking in for Valley City State. This will be Kelsey Hunter. Valley City will try to protect some players with fouls. Courtney Griner checks out with two personals. 26 seconds on the shot clock, 41.2 on the game clock. Valley City State inbounding the basketball. They pass it over to Tara Cleveland. Cleveland gives to Even. Even dumps it underneath. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma up the floor. No difference. The shot clock and the game clock difference negligible. And now a jump ball called as Robin Blount got pinned down on the baseline. She gets tied up, and now Valley City State can hold for the final shot of the half. Both teams are over the double bonus limit at this point. Valley City State will bring the ball up. This is Tara Cleveland. Cleveland in between the circles. She takes it across half court. Cleveland working against Jelsma. 10 to shoot. Cleveland stops on the wing. She gives right side Lee. Lee underneath to Hunter. Hunter's shot just before the buzzer is good. And Hunter makes it a 37-32 ball game at the half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing Valley City State in women's basketball, 37-32 at halftime. Valley City led by as many as 10 at 33-23. Dort College was forced to use a timeout, and then Dort College started making free throws. Eventually cut the lead down to 35-32 and had the ball late in the first half. Actually didn't have to take a shot before the half came to a close, but a turnover gave Valley City State the basketball, and shortly before the halftime horn, Kelsey Hunter made a short shot in the lane to give her eight and extend the lead to 37-32 as we go to the locker room. Dort College, 8 of 16 from the floor for 50%. Valley City State, 14 of 34 from the floor for 41.2%. We'll be back with a rundown of all the stats from the first half of play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, the Dort College Defenders and Valley City Vikings at halftime. Valley City leads 37-32. Here are the halftime numbers. Dort College 8 of 16 from the field, 1 for 2 on threes, 15 of 17 on free throws. That comes out to 50% from the floor, 50% on threes, and 88.2% on free throws. For Valley City State, 14 of 34 from the floor, 41.2%, 4 of 8 on three-pointers for 50%, 5 for 6 on free throws for 83%. Dort College has out-rebounded Valley City, 13-11. Turnovers, both teams have 12 turnovers apiece. Individually, Dort College is led by Jamie Cook with 7 points. Elise Myers has 6. Jessica Jelsma with 5. 4 for Kim Cruz. 4 for Kara Van Dyke. 2 each for Danelle Bowen and Emily Newman. For Valley City State, they're topped by Kelsey Hunter with 8 points. 7 for Sierra Even. 5 for Brittany Lehner. 4 for Stephanie Pedersen. 3 each for Tara Cleveland and Ashley Lee. And 2 for Courtney Dixon for their total of 37 points. Tara Cleveland has 3 rebounds, and Kelsey Hunter has 3 to pace Valley City. For Dort College, 3 rebounds for Jessica Jelsma, and 2 each for Kara Van Dyke and Jamie Cook. Like a whole offense to rebounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of what's coming up this weekend on KDCR right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College women trail Valley City State 37-32 at halftime. Back with more after this.
Okay.
The basketball teams stay in North Dakota for a pair of games tomorrow, as they will be driving about another 30 to 40 miles to our west as they face Jamestown and the Jimmies tomorrow at the Civic Center. That's a 3 and 5 o'clock start time. Football is down south. They'll be in Crete, Nebraska, taking on the Doan College Tigers. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. Volleyball tomorrow afternoon, 5:30, first serve, Dort College at Doan. Again, you can hear that on KDCR 88.5 FM. Soccer at Senior Day at the pitch in Sioux Center. 1 o'clock start time for the women and a 3 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear those games via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. And the Dort College Blades hockey team is in action tonight as well. And that is part of a conference doubleheader. They'll be playing today and tomorrow, as they will be facing off with Wisconsin-Platteville. 7:30 start time tonight. And a 4:15 start time tomorrow afternoon. You can hear that on a webcast as well at www.dort.edu/athletics. 37-32, our score at halftime. Valley City leads Dort College. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Paul Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We are underway with half number two of this women's basketball game. Jelsma gives it off to Mary. Footer too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Pedersen. Pedersen with the basketball for Valley City. Vikings have the basketball up by five. Working with that lead with 19:40 now left to go. Last year, Valley City was trailing half for the comeback. Steal by Marish near midcourt. Driving in, loses the handle, picks it back up, kicks it over to Van Dyke. Three-pointer, Bone up, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it away to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball out front, puts it on the floor hard with the left hand, lays it up, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Jessica Jelsma will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as she was fouled in the, she will shoot one as she tries to complete the three-point play. That foul is called on Sadiqa Jihad. And Jihad, I believe that's number three on her. Jelsma makes the free throw for the three-point play. And Jihad picks up her third personal foul. Coming back the other way. Well, the basketball is Jihad. Dort College down 37-35. Valley City basketball, three-pointer, top of the key, too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out, and it's controlled by Valley City. With it again is Even. Even with the basketball. Into the lane, her shot no good. Rebound long, taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it away. Foul called from behind on Valley City State. Foul's going to and number 33, Brittany Lehner. Lehner picks up her third personal. Sarah Even will check out of the contest. Lehner will stay in for the time being. Pass comes into Marish. Marish shot no good. Rebound tapped, and it's loose and picked up by Valley City State. Valley City with the basketball. Valley City playing with a two-point lead, 37-35, after Dort College scored a three-point play to start the second half. Viking basketball, with it on the right side is Cleveland. Cleveland to Pedersen. Pedersen rocks into a three, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Jelsma. Jelsma, right side, Marish. Marish drives in, puts it up, no good, but a foul on the play, and the foul's going to go on number 33, Brittany Lehner. If that is on number 33, that's number four on her. To the free throw line will be Marish to shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Marish. This one's up and good. And she's shooting for the tie now at 37 all. Lehner will check out. Checking in is Courtney Greiner. So Marish, free throw is up and good. So Elise Marish now has 8 points. And the defenders knotted up at 37 all. 18:15 remaining in regulation. Valley City basketball, Pedersen. Pedersen on the right wing. They feed it down low. Kick out pass. Long two is off the heel, no good. Rebound comes out long. Van Dyke tracks it down. She gets it away over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball in between the circles. Picks up her dribble. Feeds it down low to Marish. Marish, the runner, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Valley City State. Pedersen with the basketball. Hands it over to Cleveland. Cleveland with the ball. Cleveland with it on the right side. Cleveland looks to pass into the corner, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Valley City as it was thrown away in front of the Valley City bench. Both teams with five timeouts remaining. Jelsma in between the circles. She passes left side over to Newman. Newman with it on the wing. Picks up her dribble, feeds it off to Marish. Marish with the ball. Into the corner, Van Dyke. She'll step into a three from the corner. Misses. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Valley City State. Viking basketball into the front court. Pedersen. Pedersen feeds it off Cleveland. Cleveland with the basketball in between circles. Cleveland looking down low, posting up is Courtney Dixon. Dixon gets the ball, now has to kick it out to Lee, and Lee travels with it. Deadlocked at 37. We've played a little over a minute with it tied at 37-37. 17:08 left to play in regulation. Inbounding is Van Dyke. Gets it into Kim Cruz. Cruz, the freshman from Hull, with a basketball. She passes left side over to Newman. Newman puts it on the floor. Hard drive to the basket. Lays it up with the right hand from the left side. Good. Emily Newman has 4 points. Dort College with their first lead since it was 18-17. That was their only lead of the first half. Right side pass, Pedersen. Pedersen with the basketball on the wing. Pedersen feeds it left side over to Griner. Griner with the basketball. Griner out front, Lee. Lee to Pedersen. Pedersen against Bone. Drives in, draws contact, no call made there for the putback shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Jamie Cook. Cook outlets over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Up the left side, Newman. Newman steps into a three. Short, no good. Rebound controlled by Dixon. Dixon with the basketball. She gives it up to Cleveland. Cleveland with the basketball on the right side. Cleveland goes over to Pedersen. Pedersen's pass down low, intended for Dixon, is tipped out of bounds by Van Dyke. It will be Valley City basketball. Checking into the contest is Chapman. Checking out will be Bone. Valley City to throw the ball in. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Chapman. Chapman off and running. Doesn't have the numbers. 2-on-4. Looking for a trailer now. Secondary break. They didn't stop her. Didn't stop the dribble. And Abby Chapman drives in for the layup. Dort College takes a 41-37 advantage. 15:50 remaining, and Valley City wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Vikings. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Valley City has gone scoreless here for the first 4 minutes and 14 seconds of the second half. Dort College leads 41-37. After trailing at halftime, 37-32, they've rattled off 9 unanswered. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com, and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Valley City State basketball with it up front is Troutman. Troutman passes right side over to Jihad. Jihad with the basketball gives it up. Driving left side is Hunter. Hunter drops it off, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the defenders and Abby Chapman, I believe. Chapman whistled for the personal. I have that as number one for her. And Troutman will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throws of the evening for Troutman. She's got 5 points tonight. First free throw is up and good. 6 points for Troutman. Trying to cut into the Dort College lead that was 4 moments ago. It's now 3 and make it 2. 41-39. Dort College leading by 2. Pass goes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke leans in, nothing there, over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the right side. Kick out pass over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking for the cutter. They feed it to Blount. Blount on the block. Lost the dribble. Picks it back up. Feeds it back out to Van Dyke. 10 to shoot. Now Chapman. Chapman driving in with the right hand. Lays it up. Good. Abby Chapman saw things breaking down, and she was able to find a seam and lay it up. Dort College leads 43-39. Jihad with the basketball working against Cruz. Comes back left wing. Troutman. Troutman with the ball. Troutman hit a couple of free throws moments ago. Back over to Jihad. Jihad. They dump it underneath. Shot is up. No good. Hunter. Hunter had it blocked by Van Dyke. Rebound Van Dyke. Here comes Dort College and Kim Cruz. Cruz ahead to Cook. Cook into the lane, and she is fouled on the play. Foul came before the shot. Courtney Griner is going to pick up her third personal. 43-39. Dort College by 4. Micah Hulse checks into the contest. Jessica Jelsman. And Cruz. Van Dyke and Cruz check out. Cook inbounds the basketball, finds Hulst. Hulst layup too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Valley City State. Jihad will bring it up. Dort College missed on the opportunity to go up by 6. Pass comes right side. Jihad. Jihad on the wing, well out on the floor. She brings it to the top of the key, feeds it underneath Hunter. Hunter lay in, good. Kelsey Hunter with 10 points, And the Door College lead is 43-41. Jelsma right side. It goes to Cook. Cook steps in against Hunter. Passes over to Blount instead. Blount gives it up to Chapman. Chapman all the way down to the baseline. Cut off. Nothing there. Back over to Hulst. Hulst throws it through the lane, and it's taken away by Valley City State and Ashley Lead. But Lead turns it over as Robin Blount was right there to block her. Blount stepped in into her path, and Lee ends up traveling with the basketball. 43-41, Door College by two. Chapman to throw the ball in. Chapman looking, finds Cook. Cook, spin move on the block. Could have been a double dribble, no call made. Down to the baseline is Blount. Blount taps it, picks it back up, looking now. Feeds it up front, Chapman, and Door College discombobulated. Chapman unable to handle the pass. Here comes Valley City. Back the other way, Pedersen. Valley City shooting for the tie or the lead. Pedersen comes over, right side. Nearly picked off by Chapman. She gambled for it. Valley City with the basketball. This is Troutman. Troutman out front, Dixon. Dixon the runner in the lane. It's good. Courtney Dixon with 4 points. Ties it up at 43-all on the runner. 13 minutes remaining in regulation. With it on the right side is Chapman. Chapman to Hulst. Hulst in the lane. Her shot no good. And a foul called on Micah Hulst on the rebound. And I believe it's Hulst. So the foul is called on Micah Hulst with 12:55 remaining. And she is disqualified on fouls. Pedersen with the basketball. Pedersen passes it up to Jihad. Free throw line jumper. Missed it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Chelsma. Here comes Door College. Right side pass over to Bone. Bone with it into the lane. Kick out pass comes back over to Cook. Cook with the ball down to the baseline. Cook in traffic. Two players around her. Missed the shot. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma gives it up. Bone. Bone shot no good. Rebound controlled by Valley City State. So now Valley City comes back the other way. With it on the right side is Pedersen. Pedersen with it on the wing. Pedersen to Jihad. Jihad out front. She passes right side, Pedersen. Pedersen with it on the side to Jihad. Jihad over the basketball. Jihad passes it right side to Hunter. Four to shoot. Hunter in the lane, lost it. 2 seconds to shoot. Firing it up is Jihad. And Jihad's shot misses everything. And the North College defenders will get the basketball back on the shot clock violation. Van Dyke is in. Cook is out. You now have the original starting five on the floor for the defenders. 43-43, our score, 11:40 left to play in regulation. Van Dyke drives in, puts up the short shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish's shot is good. Marish on the putback. She's got 10 points. And the North College defenders regain the lead at 45-43, 11:22 left to play. Valley City basketball on the left side. And a charging foul called on Jihad as Van Dyke jumped out to jammer. And Jihad commits the personal. That's her fourth. 11:13 left to play in this first, in this ball game now. Door College leads 45-43. Bringing the basketball up is Jelsma. Jelsma on the right elbow, Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it on the floor, nothing there. Back over to Bone. Bone deep right corner. Comes back left side, Jelsma. Jelsma on the wing beyond the three-point line. They look for the high-low pass. Instead, come back out front, Newman. Newman to Van Dyke on the wing. Entry pass down low to Marish. Marish comes back outside. Van Dyke another three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Pedersen. Pedersen with the basketball as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Pedersen with it on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Comes back out front to Jihad. Jihad with it in between the circles. Jihad with the basketball and dumps it off. Shot is up, no good. But there for the rebound and the putback, Dixon. Dixon misses both shots, but she's fouled on the second attempt. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Elise Marish. And Marish picks up her first personal by my count. We'll see what the official scorekeeper has, and that is the first for her. Dixon to the free throw line, shooting two. First one is up and good. She's shot 86% from the free throw line last season. And she's got a first free throw here. That one's off the heel, no good. And North College maintains a 45-44 advantage. Left side pass, Jelsma. Jelsma to Newman. Newman on the wing. Newman drives the lane, dumps it off for Marish. Marish shot no good. Fight for the basketball. Loose ball, and coming away with it is Valley City State. Coming the other way is Cleveland. Goes to Dixon. Dixon underneath Hunter, and Hunter is blocked on the play by Van Dyke, but Van Dyke is called for the personal foul. Foul number three on Van Dyke. Kelsey Hunter will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First one is good. Hunter with 11. She knots it up at 45 all. Second free throw is up and good as well, and Valley City regains the lead at 46-45. 10 minutes remaining in this ballgame. Hand check called on Kelsey Hunter. Hunter whistled for the personal. And that is team foul number six on Valley City. Andor College wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dirk College basketball on KDCR. Valley City 46, Dirk College 45. 9:59 left to go in the game. Back with more after this. Imagine. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dirk College defenders trailing 46-45. Midway through the second half, today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. With it out front is Jelsma. Jelsma picks up her dribble, and her pass deflected, picked off by Bone. 22 seconds left on the shot clock. Right side is Van Dyke. Van Dyke all the way down to the baseline. Puts it up too hard off of the glass. Rebound taken away by Valley City State. Here come the Vikings with a chance to build on the one-point lead. Cleveland with the basketball. Dort College needs a stop. Out front with the basketball is Sierra Even. Even goes left side. Passes over to Even, gets the return pass, and she drains the three. And the Dort College defenders trail 49-45. Pass down low to Marish. Marish squares up, 12-footer, rolls around the rim and falls down. 12 points for Marish, and the Dort College defenders trail 49-47, 9 minutes remaining in regulation. Valley City State basketball even. Even with it on the left wing. Even gives it up to Cleveland. Cleveland with the basketball. Cleveland sizing things up at the top of the key. Valley City State playing without two of their main players. They're in foul trouble. Down to Even it goes. Jumper, baseline, rolls it in. Well, they're riding Even pretty hard right now. She's got 12. And the defenders trail 51-47. Cruz and Cook are in for the defenders. Jelsma checks out along with Van Dyke. Staying on the floor, Bone, Newman, and Marish. For Valley City, they're going without Jihad and Lehner right now. They're both in foul trouble. Pass comes in to Jamie Cook, and she's fouled almost immediately by Griner. Griner picks up her fourth personal. Robin Blount will check into the contest. Marish will go to the free throw line. Two free throws on the way for Marish. She makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. She's 7-for-7 from the free throw line, trying to trim it down to a two-point ball game again. Back into the contest will be Dixon for Valley City State. Checking out is Courtney Griner. 8:40 remaining in regulation. Second free throw by Marish is up and down. Marish 8-for-8 from the charity stripe. She's got 14 points. Dort College trails 51-49. Pardon the breakups. Wireless signal just not quite hanging in there the way we'd like, but pretty close. Hand check called on Dort College's Donnell Bone. Those new defensive rules. It's going to be much tighter against the defense on the perimeter than what we've grown accustomed to. 8:27 and counting. Valley City basketball with a two-point lead after the foul. That was team foul number five on the defenders. Right side pass Cleve. One three-pointer. Missed it short. No good. Rebound off one bounce. Taken by Bone. Bone gets it away to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz nearly carries it. Pass goes left side over to Blount. Blount, kick out pass. Cruz. Cruz sizes up a three. Off the side of the iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Blount. Blount to Marish. Marish with it. In traffic. Her shot is good. Elise Marish knots it up at 51-51. Marish with the two-point basket. Here comes Valley City State. Cleveland. Cleveland right side. Pedersen. Pedersen baseline jumper. Missed it short. No good. There for the putback. No good. Rebound Dixon. She's fouled on the play by Robin Blount. Blount picks up her second personal foul. Courtney Dixon to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for Dixon. First free throw is up and good. Dixon now with 6 points unofficially. Vikings back in front, 52-51. Second free throw is up, and that one rattles, no good. 1 point difference, 7:40 remaining in regulation. Kim Cruz across the timeline. Cruz passes left side Bone. And a foul called on Robin Blount, setting the screen in the corner. Seen a lot more of those as well this evening. The illegal screen called, and Dort College will come back the other way and play defense. Press again. Valley City basketball on the backcourt is Sierra Even. Even will bring it up the floor, fires it cross-court over to Pedersen. Pedersen on the attack, passes right side, layup is good. Layup falls to Pedersen. And the Dort College defenders trail 54-51. With it on the right side is Blount. Blount jumper baseline, no good. Cook got a hand on it, but she was standing on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Valley City basketball, and Dort College forced to come from behind again. 54-51. Marish will check out. Van Dyke checks in. And we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A full-length timeout charged to the Vikings. Back with more after this.
College.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Valley City State with a 54-51 lead on the defenders. 7:06 left to play in regulation. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boren, handling excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Dort College down three. Valley City has the basketball. Vikings will bring it up after the timeout. Valley City with three remaining. Dort College has four timeouts left. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. Shot from the perimeter is up and down. A 15-footer from the left elbow by Courtney Dixon. She's got 9 points. And Valley City opens up a 56-51 lead. With the basketball out front, comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the elbow. Van Dyke with it, puts it on the floor hard to the basket, lays it up, and she draws the foul on Dixon. Dixon picks up her third personal, and Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Well, I wondered if we were going to see Abby Chapman again for a rotation. We will. Jessica Jelsma also waiting at the scorer's bench to check in. Van Dyke, free throw is up and good. Dort College needs to make the most of their opportunities at the free throw line. That trims the lead down to 4, 56-52, 6:32 remaining. Troutman checks in, Pedersen checks out. 6:32 remaining in regulation. She can make this a 3-point ball game, Ken Van Dyke, if she makes the free throw, and she does. Van Dyke with 6 points this evening, four of them on free throws, and the defenders are back to within three at 56-53, 6:25 left to play in the game. Hand off right side, Troutman. Troutman with the basketball. Troutman to Dixon. Dixon feeds it back over to Troutman. Wide open three. In and out. No good. Halfway down. Pops out. Here comes Door College. Jelsma with the basketball. Right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke sizes up a three. Will this one go? It will. A three-point basket by Kara Van Dyke. She's got nine. We had players tangled up on the rebound. And they call a official's timeout to make sure everyone's okay. And Orr College has knotted it up at 56 all on that three-pointer by Van Dyke as she finally gets one to drop through. Let's see if Orr College can continue the momentum. They hand it off in the lane. Driving the lane was Hunter. Hunter lost the handle on it, somehow retrieved it before it went out of bounds. Comes back over to Even. Even's pass taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke loses the handle on it at midcourt. Feeds it away to Jelsma. Jelsma, Chapman. Chapman, jumper, left side, good. Abby Chapman with a two-point basket. She's got six, and the defenders retake the lead at 58-56. A flurry of points by the defenders. They've scored seven of the last nine. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Coming away with the basketball. Here comes Jelsma. 5:12 left to play. Ball game. Chapman, deep right corner. Comes underneath Cook. Cook, reversal. Goes over to Jelsma. Jelsma tries to drop it off. Lost it, and it's picked off by Valley City State. Kelsey Hunter with the basketball. She gives it off to Cleveland. Cleveland out front with it. Cleveland passes off right side to Kelsey Hunter. And I wondered when we would see Lehner and Jihad back in for Valley City. And it comes with 4:53 remaining in regulation. Those two players with four fouls apiece check back into the contest. Valley City on defense. Pass comes to Van Dyke. Fakes the handoff to Chapman. Now squares up. Right elbow. Her 15-footer. Got it. Van Dyke from the right elbow. She's got 12 points. And the defenders open up a 60-50 for 30 remaining. With the basketball, right side is Dixon. Dixon to Jihad. Jihad drives in. Kick out pass, Troutman. Troutman, three, missed it, no good, too strong. Rebound tipped out long, coming away with it is Jihad. Jihad looking for the screen from Even. Instead, we'll go left side over to Troutman. Troutman guarded by Chapman. Comes back left side to Jihad. Jihad to the top of the key. 4 minutes remaining in regulation. Got a lane to the basket. Her shot no good. Rebound though. Lehner. Lehner put back good. Lehner with seven. Dort College leads 60-58. With the basketball, Jelsma. Jelsma Cook. Cook into the lane, and she is fouled on the play by Dixon. That's foul number four on Dixon. Cook will go to the free throw line for at least a 1-1. And that is team foul number nine on the Vikings, so just a 1-1 on this trip. The next one is a double bonus. So free throws on the way for Cook. And they say she was in the act of shooting, so she'll get two anyhow. 10 points now for Cook. And the Door College defenders lead 61-58. Chapman is out. Bowen is back in. 3:50 remaining. Free throw off the heel is no good. 61-58. Bringing the basketball up into the state. Jihad in between the circles. She passes right side over to Troutman. Troutman on the right wing, looking down low for Lehner. Finds her, 3.5 to play. Facing up against Cook. Now spins. Puts it up. And who are they going to call the foul on? I believe they're going to call Jamie Cook. That's who they should call on. Van Dyke came over on the help defense and swatted it away cleanly, but Cook gets called for the personal. That's her third. Free throws on the way for Lehner. First one is up and through. 8 points for Lehner. Door College leading 61-59. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. 61-60. Lehner now with 9 points, and the defenders lead by a point. Well, that groan you heard from the Dort College crowd and bench was an illegal screen getting called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for her fourth personal. 61-60, our score. Valley City with the basketball. They come over to Jihad. Jihad with it on the left wing. Down low, even, driving baseline cutoff. Back to Jihad, 12 to shoot, 3 minutes on the clock. Comes over to Troutman. Troutman in the lane, might have traveled. Kick out pass, even shot, no good. And the ball goes up and over the backboard, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 2:56 left to go in this nail biter. Bringing the ball up is Jelsma. Jelsma to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the right elbow of the lane. She squares up to the basket now. Puts it on the floor one time. Now Cook. 15 seconds. Cook, runner in the lane. Gets it to go. She's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Foul called on Valley City State's Courtney Dixon, and I believe she's just been disqualified on fouls. Well, that's number four on her, evidently. 2:37 left to go in the game. Cook with another free throw opportunity. She is 4 for 5 tonight by my count. So the free throw by Cook is up and no good. 63-60, Dort College by 3. 2:30 remaining. Comes out front, Jihad. Both teams with timeouts to burn, so this one is far from over. Jihad passes left side to even. Even to Lehner. Lehner with the basketball. Lehner leaning her way in, nothing there. Back outside to Troutman. Troutman to Lehner. Outside, even. 5 to shoot. Pass into the lane, deflected, picked off by Dort College, and a reach-in foul called on Valley City, and I believe that will be it for Dixon. She's just fouled out, and that's official. 2:08 remaining in regulation. Dort College leading by 3, and they can turn this into a two-possession ball game with 2:08 remaining. Two free throws on the way for Jamie Cook. Dixon checks out with 9 points by my count. I always stress that that is far from official. Courtney Greiner checks back into the ballgame. Cook to shoot a pair. First one is up and good, so it's a two-possession ballgame. Cook now with 13 points. And the defenders lead 64-60. Make it 65-60. Cook makes both free throws. She's 6 for 9 tonight from the charity stripe, and Outdoor College wants a stop on defense. Troutman with it on the right wing, looking for the entry pass down low. Instead, they swing it around the horn. Comes back top of the key, Jihad. Jihad at the free throw line. Nothing there. Now gets the return pass, does Jihad, from Lehner. Jihad at the left elbow of the lane. She's sizing things up at the free throw line. Her pass deflected as she tried to go to a two-man game with Lehner, and Dort College comes away with a turnover. Coming back the other way, Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Dort College leading by 2 possessions, and they could go up by 3 on this possession. They lead 65-60. A 2-point basket turns it into a 3-possession ballgame. 1:24 remaining. Right side pass, Cook. Let's see if Dort College is able to isolate someone. They pass it right side over to Jelsma. Jelsma driving the lane, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Valley City basketball. So Dort College succeeds in taking some time off of the clock. Kim Cruz checking into the ballgame, but they're unable to get a bucket. She checks in for Jelsma, and Valley City can cut into the 5-point lead. Jihad will take it across the timeline, and a timeout on the floor charged to Valley City. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Valley City, North Dakota, right after this. Score. Dort College up by 5 on the road at Valley City, North Dakota. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing: insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Double bonus time for both teams. Valley City has 2 timeouts remaining. Dort College has 4 timeouts left. Valley City will be inbounding in front of their bench. They've got 2 players on the floor with 4 fouls each. They are Lehner and Jihad. And the ball is kicked by Danelle Bone on the inbounds play. Valley City will inbound the basketball once again. Throwing it in will be Pedersen. She tosses it into the backcourt. Valley City will set the offense. 105. Kicks it into the corner. Jihad. Jihad with the basketball. Jihad back out front. Laner. Laner 17-footer. Too strong off the heel. Rebound fought for. It's down on the ground. And now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. Italy Dort College basketball. Jamie Cook got her mitts on it and wouldn't let go. And now Dort College will inbound the basketball. I don't know if Valley City State will play the foul game yet, but they'll play it aggressively, I would imagine. Throwing the ball in will be Newman. Newman passes it in to Jelsma. Jelsma across half court. Jelsma at the center court circle. Now with it on the left side. Jamie Cook hits the floor hard on that last play. Came up holding her ankle. Jamie Cook with 7 of the last 15 points for the defenders. Dort College leads by 3 possessions. 22 seconds remaining, and the math gets pretty tough. On the right side for Pedersen, and she's fouled on the play. Pedersen will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. So Pedersen got fouled on the play by Danelle Bone. That's foul number 2 on Bone. 17.9 seconds remaining. Dort College leads by 3 possessions. First free throw is up and good for Pedersen. Now for Valley City, these are the points you need because the clock has stopped. Jamie Cook catching fire along with Kara Van Dyke. You want that out of your two of your seniors, I should say. Pedersen makes them both. And we've got a sub checking in for the defenders. This will be Marish checking in. Newman checks out. Dort College leading by 5, 67-62. Van Dyke to throw it in. 17.9 seconds remaining. If you take care of the basketball, you should be in pretty good shape. Tracy Bame-Laner commits the foul on the inbounds pass. Will be Elise Marish. Marish to shoot 2 as she was fouled in the backcourt, but that's one bonus going out, the double bonus. First free throw by Marish, no good. That would have made it almost, well, it would have made it really, really difficult. Now she can make it a 6-point ball game. So Marish with another free throw coming. Both teams are double bonus. Nobody has any fouls to give. Marish makes 1 of 2. Newman checks in. Marish will check out. Dort College leads 68-62. Get a defensive stop, and this one's over. Valley City with the basketball in the backcourt. Jihad stolen by Jelsma. Jelsma with it on the baseline. Now it's keep away. Cook over to Newman. Under 10 to play. Right side Bone. Bone to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball at the center jump circle. 3 seconds remaining. Valley City won't commit the foul, and that's the ball game. 68-62. Dort College comes away with a hard-fought 6-point win on the road over Valley City State in Valley City, North Dakota this evening. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with a wrap-up of today's women's basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
Do you worry?
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College victorious tonight by a final score of 68-62. My box score I was just handed has it at 66-64, but at some point someone got a bucket on the wrong side the way it looks to me. Dort College wins 68-62. Dort College... back it up. Dort College trailed at halftime 37-32. They led at 1 point in the first half, 18-17. Valley City, though, responded by the 4-point run to go up 21-18 and built the lead to as many as 10, 33-23 with 4:20 remaining before Dort College was able to cut into the halftime lead at 37-32. In the second half, Dort College scored the first. 9 points of the second half. to lead 41-37. We are tied again at 43. Valley City led briefly at 49-49, 51-47. We were tied then at 51. Door College took the lead for good at 58-56 on a flurry of points by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke at one point, I believe, scored 7 points in a row for the defenders. And then it was Jamie Cook taking over, scoring another 7 points for Door College. And the defenders go on to win 68-62. Unofficial stats, well, I guess we can call them official now. Door College, 19 of 43 from the floor, 44%. 2 for 8 on threes, 25%. 26 of 31 on free throws for 83.9%. For Valley City State, 22 of 61 from the floor, 36.1%. 5 of 17 on threes, 29.4%. And 15 of 18 on free throws for 83.3%. Valley City out rebounds Dort College 31-29. Turnovers Dort College 16, Valley City State 25. Let's take another break and we'll be back to take a look at the individual numbers right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to the Wireless World post-game show. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And I think we found the missing points. Jamie Cook should have had 16 points. Craig Steensma sitting beside me. And Coach Steensma, congratulations on a hard-fought road win for your team. Came back from a double-digit deficit in the first half. You were down at 1 point by 10. You cut it down to 5 at halftime. Felt like you took Valley City's shot in the first half, and you were starting to make a comeback when halftime came.
Right. I felt like we had gained back the momentum by halftime. You know, they finished with a basket, but yet we had kind of fought back and proved it was going to be a game. And, you know, we were able to just play pretty gutsy on the defensive end, I thought, where we gave them way too many second shots, kind of allowed them to stay, kind of hang around at the end. But, you know, we had a lot of seniors kind of stepped up and did some things for us. I thought Kara did some things in the second half, and also Elise and Jamie and Jessica got some things done in the second half for us to kind of help us to weather the storm and pull out the very, very hard-fought road win.
In the final 7 minutes or so, Jamie Cook and Kara Van Dyke, I believe, combined for about 14 out of 16 points at one point. You were just waiting for Kara Van Dyke to get going, and she finally got a steal, I believe. She got a couple of free throws, and then she hit that three-pointer. All of a sudden, you had the momentum on your side.
Yeah, we got momentum with the on the defensive end, and it was, I thought, some important plays where Kara was able to poke the ball free or tip the ball, and we were very disruptive defensively on them at the end of the second half. And then we made free throws. You know, we made a lot of free throws. We were able to make more than they attempted. You know, on a night where we didn't rebound as well as we can, and we didn't make threes. You know, I think we only hit, I don't know, but it didn't seem like we made two. Yeah, we didn't make any threes. So, you know, it's nice to be able to win on the road when that happens.
Abby Chapman gave you some good minutes, I thought, in the second half. Just gave you a little bit of spark when you needed it, and then you were able to rotate guards through and keep fresh bodies on the floor.
Right. We had a lot of people play a lot of minutes, and, you know, Emily Newman played very well defensively for us, and we need her to do that. And you know, I thought Abby played some critical minutes for us and kind of got a couple baskets in a row there in transition for us. So it'll be big that we continue to develop and work hard and use our bench throughout the year for us to be successful.
Jamestown tomorrow, and it's going to be more of the same, I would imagine. I don't know what style of play they have, but tonight was just a precursor for what you're going to face with a very good Jamestown team tomorrow afternoon.
Right, we're really looking forward to that game as they're ranked 10th in the country, and you know, they have an All-American point guard and a lot of shooters. They're very good in the post, so it'll be a very good game, and we're just looking forward to playing. It's great to go there having won tonight. You know, that makes it easier for us to focus on the positives and what we need to do to get ready tomorrow afternoon.
93-86, Northwestern leads Jamestown in a shootout with a little less than a minute left to go. So
yeah, those are two good offensive teams, Northwestern and Jamestown. And, you know, we'd expect that they'll be very good offensively tomorrow.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And let's take a look at the statistics. And if I sound just a tad distracted, I am. Trying to communicate with a couple of people non-verbally while I'm communicating with you. So let's jump into the numbers. Elise Marish leads Dort College with 17. I believe Jamie Cook has 16. We're going to have to sort some things out later tonight, or maybe that'll wait till tomorrow. Kara Van Dyke with 11 as we take a look at the Wireless World postgame wrap. Jessica Jelsma with 8 points, 4 for Kim Cruz, 4 for Emily Newman, 2 for Danelle Bone. Sarah Even had 12 points for Valley City State. Kelsey Hunter had 14. Brittany Lehner was saddled with foul trouble most of the contest. She ended up with 9. Courtney Dixon had 8. 7 for Megan Troutman, 2 for Courtney Greiner. 3 each for Tara Cleveland and Brittany Hart. I beg your pardon, that's Ashley Lee, it should be. Dort College was led in rebounding by Kara Van Dyke with 7, 6 for Jessica Jelsma, 4 for Elise Marish. For Valley City State, they were led in rebounding by Courtney Dixon with 8, 3 offensive, 5 defensive. 5 rebounds as well for Stephanie Pedersen. 5 different players had 1 assist each for the defenders. 2 steals for Kara Van Dyke and 2 for Jamie Cook. 3 steals each for Megan Troutman and Kelsey Hunter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're going to have an abbreviated pregame show for the men's contest. That was the Wireless World postgame wrap. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look ahead at the men's contest right after this.